Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money.
Yeah.
Cold out here for a pill.
Ready,
trying to get this money for
the real. I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at you. We got a fun show to talk about today. We're going to be talking about the new Netflix series that is going to be dropping for wide receivers. It's called Receiver. If you guys saw Quarterbacks, what'd you think about it? Or Quarterback, what'd you think about it? Because now this Receiver show by Omaha Productions, man, Peyton Manning, his production company is killing it. It's going to be following Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, even though he's not a wide receiver, but it does just say receiver, Deebo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So it's cool that they're following more than just like three people, because for the quarterbacks, they were only following three people. I'm really interested to see how this all shapes out. I mean, the quarterback show is good. It did get boring after a couple. I didn't watch the whole series. I probably should go back and just watch the whole series. But yeah, I'm excited about this receiver show. I'm excited to see how they step up the content versus the quarterback show, because it's good getting insight, but it also has to be good enough to keep our attention for five episodes or whatever it is. So what's your guys' thoughts on this new show? Throw it in the chat for everyone who might be watching this on replay. We got more sports talk to come, and we got a lot of smoking to come as well. So shout out to the crew. You know what to do. But I didn't.
All right, all right, all right. Fire them up!
What up, the deal?
Come here, man.
How in the house, woman?
America, love.
Rangers, shout out to the Indians. What you did?
Let's do it, man.
That have the same feelings as you regarding the QBs, but I think the wide receiver one is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. And I think the biggest reason why I lost interest in the quarterbacks one, as we kind of got through, I think it was five episodes. I think I made it somewhere into episode three, and then, like, I don't know, I just stopped watching it that night, and I never picked it up because I wasn't really that interested in watching the last couple the last two episodes is just getting boring. So maybe that's why instead of three, because what did they do? They did, it was Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota. So there was only three players. You know, this one they got Adams, Jefferson, Kittle, Debo, Amon-Ra. So they got five guys this time. Maybe that makes for a little bit more quicker cuts or, you know, going back and forth between the players. Hey, hey, stranger. And he said, couldn't hear you over the music, cuss. Oh, my bad, my bad. Just shouting out everybody, just shouting out everybody. Okay, well, now I know I got to turn that down for next time we do that. Shout out to our man Devo. What up, what up? Just resubscribed over on Twitch. You the man, Devo. Shout out to the crew. All right, let's smoke some more. Let's smoke some more. But pretty much was, yeah, it is, I don't even know what I said while I was smoking. I think I was just shouting everybody out. But, yeah, I don't know if I'm excited about this. I guess I'm always excited to see what kind of production stuff Peyton can do. Because it's pretty cool, you know. I mean, their whole Omaha Productions. Yeah, I mean, Peyton more of an entertainer than getting into like the coaching, and like that just seems like way more fun for like someone like him. We do like everything that he's doing with the production stuff, even though the quarterback show did get a little boring. But you guys seen like Peyton's Places? I mean, that's super solid. I'm pretty sure that he started producing other parts of that series. How about that? Because it wasn't like Peyton's Place. It didn't continue to be Peyton's Place. I think he did two series of that, but then he started doing it with like other athletes of other sports and stuff as well. So it took his concept of football and meeting cool people and just doing cool things in different parts of the country. He took that and did the same model with other players of other sports. I cannot remember who it was, and I didn't watch any of them besides Peyton Manning. What's everybody smoking on? Let me see. I'm smoking on some Jasper right now. Some Spritzer, 29% THC from Jasper. Oh, yeah. Whew. All right. Shout out to everyone who's watching on Rumble. If you guys do not follow on Rumble, make sure you subscribe. It's free to do that. Rumble is very similar to YouTube and all the other apps that you watch videos on. Same thing. Kind of built around live streams though as well. And Kyle said, I know one of them was a female soccer player. I can't remember her name though. Yeah, see, it was like, yeah, I mean, and you know what? Let's just go search that because I am kind of curious. Peyton Manning is doing some groundbreaking stuff in with content. Let's see. Let's see. Peyton's Places. Other athletes? I don't know. I'm trying to. Sometimes it's tough trying to Google. Oh, here we go. Okay, so one of them was Eli Manning. Okay. Oh, Ronda Rousey was one of them as well. Okay. Who else? David Ortiz, okay. Big Poppy, nice. Nice. That'd be cool to see him doing some baseball stuff. Abby Wambach, not sure who the hell that is. But that's cool, though. See, and I mean, I don't know about Eli if I'd watch him. But the Ronda Rousey and David Ortiz ones seem cool. All right. Nice. Devo said, dabbing on some melons. Let's go. Dab it up. Dab it up. Where's the dab rig on Twitch? There we go. All right. And for anybody who's, I'm smoking flower right now. I do have some dabs, but I'm a little bit limited, so I'm kind of just like saving those as long as I can. But I am going to put in the link though for anybody who, I mean, you either want to get into dabs, you want to at least have the, you know, the pieces on where you can take dabs just in case you ever come across any. Here is the Dr. Dab by Dr. Dabber link You guys, if you're going to get an e-nail, an e-rig, you got to get the Dr. Dabber. They're the shit. They're the coolest ones around out of all these fucking e-rig companies. And they have some of the dopest technology. It just depends on let's see, where you're going to be using it. If you're using it at home and you plan on, like, you know, potentially never leaving the house with, I suggest the Switch. It is like a $375 investment. But boy, it is the shit. It will last you forever. You can go multiple days without charging. It's fucking awesome. And Kyle said, what if you're in an illegal state? Well, see, the thing is, this piece right here is 100% legal in every single state. So buying the actual piece, you know, that's one thing. I'm not talking about the concentrates of what go inside. You know, I did say, depending on what state you're in, send me a message. Maybe I can help you. I'm a pretty resourceful guy as far as, you know, I could be thrown anywhere in America. I'll find the weed. Trust me. It only took me 3 weeks to find the underground scene in Las Vegas, like, so quick. What up, Zeb? He said Taco Tuesday. Man, bro, I have been slacking because remember, it was like 2 weeks ago. Zeb was like, Taco Tuesday, where you going? I'm like, you know what? I haven't gone to a place for Taco Tuesday in a minute. And I ended up going to Vito's Tacos. If you like birria tacos in Vegas, like, they started off as a food truck. I don't even know how many years ago. It's been a lot of years because they have, like, I think 5 or 6 locations now, like physical locations around Vegas. And man, their quesabirria is so fire. So fire. Nice. And Kyle's laughing and said, same here. It's crazy because I never lived outside of San Diego, like, never, like, until 2022. And I brought a bunch with me. I was gonna, you know, I wasn't gonna be caught in Vegas without having a nice big bulk stash for me to smoke for a few months, just because no idea when I was gonna be going back to California or anything like that. And it took me doing. Vanessa was the one who she does, like, the show, you know, just different types of shows and events where she's like a vendor. She's making crocheting clothes and all different types of things. And it's funny, at that event is where I meet a guy who plugs me into the weed scene. And it's just because I was, like, smoking joints throughout that thing. And, I ended up smoking a joint with the taco guy. Super fucking dope. Good connection to meet the guy who was running the taco stand at this event. And yeah, I was just telling him about everything, and he was like, you ever been to any of those shows before? I was like, what shows? And he was like, you know, the weed shows. And I was like, nah, man, but tell me about it. And it's one of those ones where, like, you literally have to be, like, recommended by someone, and the person, like, pretty much needs to bring you so you can, like, get on their list. But that person didn't bring me. So there's, like, a whole, but, like, I thought I was a cop, like, in the beginning. Like, it was crazy. It's like, man, I'm not a fucking cop. I'm just trying to get some good weed, man. So funny. But yeah, that was, like, about 3 weeks in. Took me about 3 weeks. And literally, it only took one event of Vanessa doing the event for me to actually meet someone and get plugged in. And Bakes, what up, homie? What's going on, bro? Zeb said, birria, Los Gonzales, food truck in the hood, LA. Best birria tacos. Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's what's crazy is, like, a lot of times, you know, it's the it's in the hood. Oh, I mean, it's usually always in the hood where you got some of the dopest food spots around, especially, you know, if we're talking the taco shops. Hey, Toyota One in the house. Where is it? Let's get it. Uh-oh, I'm coming in hot and heavy with the Stone Cold theme. Yeah, Kyle said all the states that border Wisconsin are legal, so it's not that hard for people who don't have an underground connect. For sure. I mean, now it's just a lot easier. Like, I guess it's more fun to be a part of the underground scene because, like, in Vegas, weed's legal, you know? So, like, when I did go, like, experience some of the dispensaries, the first dispensary that I ever went to here in Vegas. And really it was just because it was like a familiar like brand, familiar style to me. I went to the Cookies shop, but not the one that was on, not the one that's on the strip. Like if you guys ever come to Vegas, don't go to the Cookies on the strip. Like, I mean, unless you want to go for like nostalgia purposes, but like the Cookies off the strip, the one on Flamingo, I mean, it's way bigger. They usually have way more flavors. And like everything on the strip, when good stuff comes there, like it's gone. And I think because it's on the strip and because it's a lot of non-locals, you know, like, I mean, even the Cookies dispensary, like I'm sure it's not, you know, it's more of a tourist attraction than like for locals. But yeah, it's like the one on the strip, because I went there once just to see what it was all about, because I was just like in the area. And yeah, they didn't have like any good strains compared to the other one. It was all their cheap shit is what it seemed like. And maybe because it is just all tourists and they could put like the trash like of their batches like in there or whatever. And that people are just going to buy it anyways because it's tourists going to a cookie shop and they want to support Burner. Burner, I got to, and I say meet him again because I did meet him back in, 2015, 2016, but got to talk to him for a sec, get a picture and a video with him. He did a big collab with, what's it called, with Bic Lighters. And if you guys have heard me talk about this Champ show before, it's a business to business, most in the cannabis space, but there are companies that are distribution companies, I mean smoke shops, like just anywhere where you're related somehow to like weed or smoke shops or glass, you know, blowers, things like that, anything like that. That's what this show is all about, and it's a business to business event. And Bic, one of the ways that they lure people to their booth is by giving away free lighters. And so every single year that I go to these, I try to snatch as many lighters as I can. I think my final count after the 4-day convention this past week was, I think, 62 or 63 lighters. So yeah, it's just my whole goal to just keep like building and building and just getting like an insane amount of lighters from Bic. So I never have to buy another Bic lighter again. Zeb said, I went out on St. Patty's Day. Hollywood was crazy. Green beer and trees. I believe it. I almost wanted to go out, and then I just got too lazy. So, yeah, what I'm going to be doing here very, very soon, you guys are going to see me hitting the streets of Las Vegas, and I'll be live streaming. I'll be live streaming on, I mean, pretty much like I do just everywhere. I probably won't do Facebook, but, yeah, like YouTube, Twitch, Rumble. I don't know about Rumble, if that'll be there for the live streams. We'll see. But either way, Twitch, YouTube, for sure. Just literally walking around the streets of Las Vegas, going and people watching, going and smoking some joints while I'm people watching and just walking around. And I don't know if you've seen, like, there's these, like, it's not a tripod, but pretty much like a phone holder where it's like a necklace, goes around your neck, so just like this, and it holds your phone where like can literally just be recording without holding. And yeah, that was because I think that was the thing that I was kind of worried about, like, most was like, fuck, like, how am I gonna hold a phone and only have use of one hand for like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, who the hell knows? And but yeah, now I'm getting this this cool piece. It's like a necklace that's going to be holding my phone. And yeah, so I'll be able to smoke while I'm out and about, you know, we'll have some joints rolled or shit. Maybe I'll bring my Dr. Dabber. We'll be doing some dabs like on the move. It's going to be super, super fun. Just give people, you know, to be able to not live vicariously through me, but I don't know, just be able to see what Vegas hotspots are all about, because I think it would be cool to just go downtown. Zeb said the Grove dispensary off strip on University Center Drive is a good spot. I really haven't been to a lot of dispensaries. I'm pretty loyal where I find a spot that is that I'm loyal when I find a spot that would just take care of me. And I got two spots here in Vegas that I go to. One of them is close to my house is Wallflower. And then the other one is Planet 13, which is like, you know, the biggest dispensary in the world. I mean, they have like the best weed like in Vegas on the normal basis, for sure. And one thing that I like about them is, I mean, even now I think it's gone down. But prior to this year, you could get anything in there. At a pretty significant discount as long as you got like a half ounce. But these are like $75 eighths plus tax. And you get a really nice discount being here in Vegas on certain things. But yeah, it's Planet 13 is doing big things. And like, so I just want to be around everything that they're doing. Like I'm in communications with the main buyer at Planet 13, and they got a big lounge that's supposed to be opening like just prior to 420. And so it's going to be cool. I want to get in there with them to where I could be going in to Planet 13 into their lounge, like, I don't know, once a week or so, and doing a live podcast just from on the scene, inside a smoking lounge inside the biggest dispensary in the world. And Mike Tyson's supposed to be going there tomorrow. And it's going to be, there's supposed to be some kind of meet and greet like there. And if you buy a certain amount of Tyson 2.0 or whatever. And it's funny because I really think he's just going in there to get weed. And but, you know, they'll count it as a meet and greet. And, you know, if anybody spends over a certain amount of money, they'll get to meet the champ. And what up, Yuck? He said, how's Bogey doing? He's still alive, just a wellness check. I mean, you know, you probably won't see him here on the content like too much, but he's in the leagues. And Yuck said, that'd be dope as fuck. Big Huss coming to you live from Planet 13, right? Like, and that, like, that would be super fucking dope. And I haven't seen the inside of their lounge, but when I went there, I don't know if you guys remember, what was it? Maybe about a month ago now, kind of seems like it. Maybe about a month ago where Ricky Williams came to Planet 13 for a meet and greet. And so I was there just like helping out the Heisman crew and all that. And where they were, where they set up the meet and greet. If you guys have ever been to Planet 13 before, I know most of you probably haven't. I'm sure it probably hasn't, but if you remember, Planet 13 is this big, like, thing that you go, big, like, walkway that you go down. There's, like, a Cheech and Chong bus, and it was, like, completely, like, stopped, like, right there. Now that whole part has been open, and it's going to be, like, an event center in, like, one spot of it. And then, like, the lounge is, like, right there and huge. Ah, oh, man, Bake said, crazy way to get your phone jacked, bro. Make sure you keep your wits about you. Yeah, man, I mean, of course. And the thing is, like, going around on Fremont, I mean, yeah, you could go up and try to jack somebody's phone. Like, I don't know if you guys have been to Fremont in, just any time recently. There are armored, like, bulletproof vests, strapped AR. You know, I don't know if it's AR, but, you know, just some. They always got a big-ass gun over their back. They got dual handguns. Like, they're, I know there's shady people, trust me. But, like, on Fremont, there's so many cops, like, around there now. Like, that's the thing. Like, you can be more shady on the Strip than you can on Fremont Street. I think so much shady shit has happened on Fremont over the past that, like, it's heavily guarded. I mean, shit, there's some days to get into Fremont Street that you have to go through a security check. Like, that's how crazy Fremont Street is now. It used to be Old Vegas and, you know, where all the freaks were at and all that shit. And, like, now it's more commercialized than the Strip as far as, like, how much they protect it. Because, like, yeah, you'll see cops walking around, like, randomly on the Strip. Usually it's, like, if they're just, like, patrolling, they just, like, walked out from the hotel. And then they're, like, walking the street. And then they come back and go into the hotel. That's what I think it is most of the time. It is most of the time on the Strip, you only see cops, like, in their cars. And a lot of times they're parked there. It's like they're just watching to see if something, if some kind of drama, you know, happens. And yeah, I said that's true. A lot of U.S. Marshals last month. Yeah, and ever since I've been here since 2022, like is way different than 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't know why. Maybe it's just more people coming here. Maybe there's more incidents, but it's a shitload of people in a small amount of space. You know, like Fremont Street is, I mean, literally one street that just goes through like multiple hotels, multiple restaurants and things like that. And yeah, like they're not playing over there anymore. Like, I mean, you could get away with smoking, you know, like they're not like going around like rousting people for smoking, you know, if you're, you know, just, I don't know, you're just hitting a joint and like, you know, you're in a, I'm not even gonna say secluded spot, but if you're just not right in the middle of everything, like you'll be okay. There's like so much shit like going on. But yeah, don't worry, Bakes. If I go do that, like you guys know how much I smoke. Like me going out there and smoking a joint or two or whatever, like that's just to keep the buzz going. Like that's not like I'm barely be high, you know, with that. But yeah, and I mean, you guys know me. I don't even really drink too much unless it's like a social thing. So if I'm going out there for content, I'm not you know, I'm not gonna be drinking. It'll be more fun to be watching the drunk people. All right. Feels like we've been on longer. Feels like we've been on longer. Only been live for 25 minutes. I know there's a bunch of people here who weren't here in the beginning. Hey, shout out to Toyota One resubscribing on Twitch. Appreciate you guys. If you do not have the green cross next to your name, hit that subscribe. Hit that subscribe. And 420 crew members, if you ever see anybody in here who's commenting on a normal basis, not just any random Joe Schmo, but if you see anybody in here commenting on a normal basis, hook them up, click their name, gift them a sub, just so we can take good care of them. And I did pretty much turn off like all the ads. I think there's only like one ad every one. It's either 30 seconds or 1 minute every hour. So now like the ads are pretty much non-existent. And even the main reason why I kept it on is to remind people when they have to resubscribe. Like that's really the only thing. Because even myself, I have Amazon. I have Amazon Prime. And with Amazon Prime, you get a free Twitch subscription every single month. But it doesn't automatically renew. That's how Amazon gets you. You got to remember to go and click the button to resubscribe and all that. So I always have Twitch running on my screen, literally right over here. And if I get an ad, I'm like, oh shit, I got to resubscribe. That's the only reason why I even have that on. Just so I don't forget either to resubscribe with my Amazon Prime. Because I don't know what I get per Amazon Prime subscription, maybe like $2 or $2.50 or something like that. But it adds up. You know, we get like, you know, we get 50 people. That's $100 a month, give or take. And so we just got to keep doing, got to keep leveling up. So I appreciate the 420 crew leveling us up. Whew. All right. And who's still with us? I see the numbers are popping up, but we don't have any comments in here. I mean, the big news of the day so far really just has been that the receiver news. But let's go check out and see what other kind of free agents got signed here recently. Where the hell is the link? Here we go. All right, let's see. Oh, yeah, Josh Dobbs went to San Francisco. That was a super under-the-radar move for them, but Josh Dobbs going over to San Fran. I feel good because I have a lot of Josh Dobbs. Like, shit, last year there was one league where my team was killing it. Like, I was doing so good. But then I lose two of my three quarterbacks, like, going down the stretch. And so I just try to make moves. And one of the moves that I make, it was trading a second and a third rounder for Josh Dobbs. And, oh, man, did that suck. Sucks even more now looking at it. I'm like, fuck. And then, man, I got. I didn't even have one QB. Like, that's what happened. I had like three out of my three starting QBs got hurt. And like, I was rolling with one I was rolling with Herbert. Herbert was like the last one that I had, and then he goes down. And my team is so good too. And it was bullshit. I had to make a bullshit trade for Josh Dobbs, and then fucking McGoobs, man. He got me. He got me. And I only had shitty picks, and Easton Stick was like one of the only guys I could think of that, like, somebody, because it had to be a playoff team as well because of the time when this happened. And man, I was forced to trade a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh for Stick. And man, he fucking sucks. He sucked. I still have him on my team because I don't want to drop him because I traded three shitty draft picks for him. And now in that league, I think I have a first round pick, and that's it. Traded everything else for shitty quarterbacks. And Bake said, I wonder what Justin Fields' worth is compared to Desmond Ridder now. Justin Fields still has a lot of worth in Dynasty. Like, that's the thing. And it's because of Russ. Like, Russ isn't – Fields is getting paid more than Russ this year from the Steelers. You know, like, I mean, there's just a lot of weird things about this Russell situation. And he's sucked for, like, the last 2.5 years. So, yeah, Fields still has a lot of value because a lot of people don't value Russ at all. So that's one thing that's going to keep Fields' value. But, you know, his value has not hit the toilet. It has not hit the floor, like, at all. What's crazy is that Gardner Minshew, like, out of everybody who, like, got signed at the quarterback position, Gardner Minshew got the highest per year, but everybody outside of Kirk Cousins. And then it's crazy. And then Tyrod Taylor, though, $12 million, him going to the Jets. Yeah, Zach Wilson, peace out, bro. Peace out. Sam Darnold and Jacoby Brissett. Sam Darnold, $10 million from Minnesota. Jacoby Brissett, $8 million. Crazy. Let's see. What other running backs have any running backs? Oh, DJ Dallas. That was a newer one. 3 years, $8.2 million. Let's see. Oh yeah, AJ Dillon re-signed with the Packers, which I don't know why they did that, other than him just being worth $2.7 million, and he's a former second rounder. Chase Edmonds staying with Tampa. Salvin Ahmed staying with Miami. Dearness Johnson staying with Jacksonville. All on shit contracts. Alexander Mattison went over to Las Vegas. Finally, Vikings, you got rid of his ass. Finally, you got rid of his ass. The wide receivers. Dang. So there's a couple moves here that I didn't see. So we know about Calvin Ridley, 4 years, 92. Darnell Mooney and Gabe Davis, they both got 3 years, $39 million. Darnell Mooney to go back. Calvin Ridley to Tennessee, just in case you guys don't know. Darnell Mooney to the ATL, and Gabe Davis going to Jacksonville. I didn't see this. This is a very sneaky move. Curtis Samuel signing to the Buffalo Bills, 3 years, $24 million. That is hella sneaky. That's a hella sneaky move right there. Devin Duvernay, he's not with Baltimore anymore. He's not with Jacksonville. Marquise Brown getting over to KC. Devontae Parker going to the Eagles. KJ Osborne going to the Patriots. Noah Brown re-signs, stays with the Texans. Nick Westbrook re-signs, stays with the Titans. Brandon Powell and Trent Sherfield. Powell's re-signing with the Vikings. Sherfield is moving over to the Vikings. Jalen Reagor. Oh, man. I can't believe he's still around. 1 year, $1.2 million from the Patriots. Let's see here. Any new... Oh, yeah, the new – so I'll just go down the list of the tight ends, but Kobe Parkinson signs with the Rams. Noah Fant re-signs with the Seahawks. Will Disley goes from Seattle to L.A. Chargers. Gerald Everett goes from the Chargers to Chicago. I don't know if anybody If you guys missed that or not, but yeah, they have so many tight ends in Chicago. Like, what the hell? And shout out to Rumble. My bad, guys. I had the shit was blocking the stats were blocking the Rumble chat, and Peacock said my stomach is rumbling. Let's get it. And Dennis said I got the second and the third for Dobbs. You motherfucker! I know, man. I know you did. Peacock said, after another cup of coffee, that could probably take a lunch break, slow work day, knock on wood. And Peacock said he was a top five QB because of DJ Moore in rushing, but in real life, field sucks for the NFL, for sure. And the reason why he was even good for fantasy was had nothing to do with his arm, had everything to do with his legs. Let's see. Let's get over. Let's check out. Get to the IDPs. Let's see. Anybody new? I don't know who Belial Nichols is, but he went from the Raiders to Arizona and got 3 years, 21 mil. Belial! Like the guy from House Party. Martin Lawrence, right? He's like, Belial! He's like, sounds like something that you catch on your feet. Oh, I did not see this one. Jerome Baker going to Seattle on a 1 year, $7 million deal. That's good for him because they don't have B-Wags anymore. They don't have Jordan Brooks anymore. Jerome Baker could be real sneaky. Real sneaky, like. I don't know why they have him listed with the edge rushers, though. It's fucking very weird. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, Grenard, let's go for some guys that we probably already know. But just in case you don't, Grenard, 4 years, 76 mil. Leonard Williams, 3 years, 64 mil. Bryce Huff, 3 years, 51 mil. All Grenard, Minnesota. Leonard Williams stayed in Seattle. Bryce Huff moving to Philly. Eric Armstead, 3 years, 51 mil, going from San Fran to Jacksonville. Daniil Hunter, he swapped places with Grenard because he's going to the Texans. Dorrance Armstrong, 3 years, 33 mil from Washington. Let's see. What about the defensive tackles? We already know about Wilkins. I mean, he's a savage. 4 year, 110 mil. It's ridiculous. What up, Tino? And nice. Baker says he's a linebacker, right? Yeah, Jerome Baker. Yeah, I'm assuming that's who you're talking about. Let's see. Grover Stewart, I mean, second biggest contract for an interior D lineman. 3 years, 39 million. Staying with the Colts. Justin Jones for Arizona. 3 years, 31 mil. Sheldon Rankins, 2 years, 24 mil. Let's see. Javon Kinlaw going from 49ers to the Jets. 1 year, 7 mil. Shelby Harris staying in Cleveland, 2 years, 9 mil. All right, let's see. Outside linebackers. Yeah, all these guys. Oh, Nick Morrow went from Philly to Buffalo. Let's see. Inside linebackers. Anybody new? No. We got Queen. We got... Oh, wait, my bad. Let's do this right. We got Patrick Queen leading the way on the interior. Linebackers, 3 years, 41 mil. She's a killer, Queen. I get it. Josie Jewell, Jordan Hicks, Bobby Wagner, Denzel Perryman. Oh, shit, Denzel Perryman went to the Chargers. All right. Now with no Eric Kendricks out there, I mean, I'm sure he'll be a nice rotational piece for their linebacker. I don't even know who the hell they have at linebacker over there anymore. Bobby Wagner to Washington. Man, that's going to be so good for him. He's going to be such a steal again in IDP. I don't know why they don't have the numbers for these guys, but Devin White went to Philly. Devin Bush went to Cleveland. Okay. Eric Kendricks to Dallas. Levante David. Okay, he's staying. Willie Gay going to New Orleans. And let's check the cornerbacks and safeties real quick. Let's see. Any new ones? I mean, the top four have Awuzie, Kenny Moore, Sean Murphy Bunting, Darius Williams. I mean, those guys have been signed since last week. Dane Jackson, okay, going from Buffalo to Carolina. And what's the deal? 2 years, $8.5 million. Ha, Tino hopped over to Rumble and said, is this where the cool kids are now? And what Peacock say? Texans leaked the new basic uniform combo, Liberty White and Navy Pants, okay? Yeah, nothing too insane for the quarterback or cornerback market, which is kind of crazy because the cornerbacks coming out this year, I mean, very weak as opposed to previous years. There may only be one cornerback drafted in the first round. I'd say there could be one or two drafted in the first round, and there's a possibility that we might have zero drafted in the first round. Like, that's how bad this cornerback class is that's coming out. They're all fast. Like, that's a big thing. And what's crazy is even, like, Cooper Dejean, he's not even one of the 4-3 cornerbacks that's coming out. And let's see here. Okay, here's a new move that I didn't see. Cameron Curl going from Washington to the Rams. 2 years, $8.7 million. Very interesting. Very interesting. Jeremy Chin, I don't know if you guys heard, he went to Washington. Von Bell is going back to the Bengals. Or wait, was Von Bell in the Bengals or the Browns? I swear it was the Bengals.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Bake said Bilal Nichols was our defensive tackle. Wilkins taking his place. Okay. I wonder why they had him on as an edge rusher. I mean, I don't know. I'm going, what's this site called? Spotrac. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. Spotrac. And Kyle said on that Curtis Samuel thing, as soon as I got that alert, I picked him up in any of my leagues. Man, it's crazy. He's available in your dynasty leagues. That's crazy. And Dennis said, he said, where did Aaron Donald go? Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. Oh, man. Aaron Donald's probably going down in history as the best defensive tackle ever. Like, that, it's insane. I mean, the accolades that dude had. And, like, when your training is dudes running at you with knives trying to stab you. Like, that's just a different level. That's just a whole different level of savagery right there. All right, switching it up. Sour Durban cookies is what I'm smoking on right now. 28% THC. Dude, what? It's available in 5 out of 7 leagues. Bro, how many bench spots do you have? So our bench spots are 1.6 times the starters. So even in the offense-only ones, I mean, there's 10 starters, so it's like 16 bench. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's crazy that he was available. I'm going to go look and see if he's available. I have him in so many leagues, I know he's not available in that many leagues. Because he would always be something like, look, the league I just pulled up in Sleeper right now just to see. Yep, he's rostered. He's rostered in every single one of the new dynasties that we did. That's going to be funny if he is available in one of these. Nope. And I guess I don't have him in that many. I have him in 1, 2, 3, four. I only have him in four of the dynasties. That's like, I think I have like, what, I have 20, 25, 26, 27, 28 out of 28 dynasties. I only have him in four. So I guess that's not a lot, but what would the percentage be? I mean, I guess that's still 14%. So even though it's low in my eyes, 14%. JPZ in the house. What up, homie? Kyle said all my leagues are very different. He said, really, Rob, two of those five, I had to put in a claim for him, though. Yeah, for sure. I believe it. What? Tino said, y'all need to see Kung Fu Panda. I seen it yesterday. Is it a new one or something? Is it a new one or just the Kung Fu Panda that's been out for a while? I still never seen it, even if you are talking about that one. All right, let's smoke more. Smoke some weed. Uh-oh. We have a trade that happened. Smoke some weed. All right, you pushed it through. All right. Oh, you're talking about the ones right now? The new leagues, okay. Bake said the new show on Hulu called Shogun is vicious. Nice. I've seen, isn't that, fuck. Who was the one who said something about this? Because I don't want to butcher it, but I think it was that show is like a remake of the show that Beatrix Kiddo was watching in Kill Bill at the end of the movie. Does anybody know that? I swore someone said that, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, Tino said, okay, they got a new one. Okay. Noble's into karate now, so we might be able, I mean, he was open to watching, like, the Three Ninjas and stuff like that. And we might have to check that out. So is it, like, literally, is it in the movie theaters right now? Like, is it that new? Oh, shit, Kung Fu Panda 4? Damn. Okay, yeah, it is in the movie theaters. Okay. That could be something that me and Noble go to. And Dennis said he wants to see Shogun. Said they should have had the other group more though, Dennis. Kung Fu Panda Gang. Oh, they should have had the Kung Fu Panda Gang more in the movie. They got a whole gang in there? It's just all different pandas? All right. Durbin cookies. Let's get it. Yeah, this Jasper brand, been a big advocate of it for a while, just because I found it at Wallflower, and I don't know if they specifically like give them all, you know, give them. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure it's not just them who gets it all, but I can never find any of like the small bud deals like at any of the other dispensaries. And but this one always has it. And so like $100 ounces, like on like 28-29% like shit, like, man, it is it gets me through. I want to get the most expensive stuff all the time. Sometimes I just can't afford it though. And Kyle said, "What about the new movie Monkey Man? Not quite sure what it's all about." Let's see, Monkey Man. Well, this one's a live action for sure. Oh no. And Tino said, do they have the list of the wide receivers on the Peyton show? And is it this season or the previous season? Okay, good question, Tino. And we'll come back to that. We opened the show talking about this, and we're not going to close the show right now, but good time to bring it back for anyone who hasn't heard me talking about this show. They literally just released the news. I think it was this morning, because I didn't hear about it last night. I literally woke up to seeing the news So last year it was quarterback, and that was from the previous year. So came out in 2023, but it was the 2022 season. This one is going to be coming out this year in July, and it is going to be covering last year, 2023, and the players that it's following is Davante Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So there's five players that they are following this year as opposed to three. And I brought this up, and Tino, you were the one who was saying that I needed to watch that. I did watch it and start watching it because of you. But you let me know what you think about the entire season of quarterback, because I think I got to episode three. I probably watched like half of it, and then like I went to bed. And like, I never watched, I just didn't finish it. Like, it was already starting to feel like it was getting a little bit stale. Maybe it was because that they only followed Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota. Maybe it was because it was only three. But yeah, what was your thoughts about it, Tino? Like, did you watch all five episodes and like all five episodes? Pretty sure it was five, maybe it was four. And what do you think about the changing it now to where they're going to be covering five receivers instead of, you know, five players instead of three players? Bake said, not sure. It was based in Japan around the 1600s when the Catholics and the Protestants were at war. It's very graphic and brutal when it comes to torture. Oh, shit. And he said, I think the one in Kill Bill was Shogun Assassin. Okay. And Tino said, no way, that's a crazy list, right? Like, I mean, they got some of the, you know, some of the creme de la creme wide receivers in the NFL to be a part of this. Because that's why they didn't do the quarterback one. Like, I don't know if you guys heard this. I know I brought this up at some time. They could not repeat the quarterback one because not as many quarterbacks were open to it. They were like, nah, I'm not doing it. And like, I can't remember specifically. I know there was three or four quarterbacks who were very vocal about that. They turned it down. Justin Fields might've been one of them. It was younger guys for sure. But that's why they switched it up and went with the wide receivers, because they could not even get enough quarterbacks to actually be interested in doing this. And now it's probably better for Peyton and for this Omaha production, because if you only did the quarterbacks, it might get a little bit boring. And you can't keep doing the same ones. There's only 32 in the NFL each year, you know, and are the best ones going to even want to be like on that? So yeah, this actually makes it more interesting. Like, so now they should just do like running backs. Like, they should be doing running backs like this year for like next year's content. Like, that just seems like the way to go. And because they're already mixing in George Kittle on this receiver one. So, yeah, it's not like it's just wide receivers. So I feel like they either got to go to running backs or like, man, like it'd be cool if they did an IDP one, but they're probably not going to get like, there wouldn't be like as many people excited about it. Like, you'd have to get some real fucking big names to be like the biggest names on the IDP side of things. But like, could you imagine if they followed like Max Crosby, Roquan Smith, Foye Olukun, they just followed like, I don't know, five or six, and maybe even more. Like, even, you know, I know it's the more guys you have, the more the tougher it is to tell stories, and the more content and all that shit. But that would be fire if we got to see like a behind the scenes on like the dopest fucking defensive guys in the league. Like, that would just be fire. Yep. Okay. Yep. Kyle said, yep. And Herbert was one of them that turned it down for sure. Like, see, like that was, they had to pivot. They had to pivot real quick. And Tino said the Super Bowl episode was pretty dope. Do you see that one? No, I didn't. And I'm probably going to go back to like watch it now, because now it's the off season, you know, just taking in more type of content during the, it was because it was during the season. I think that's why I didn't re-pick it back up, just doing so many things and then out of sight, out of mind. But it's funny now, just the announcement of this new show, Receivers, makes me want to go back and watch the one or two episodes that I didn't watch, because I can't remember if it's 5 episodes, I didn't watch 2 of them. If it's 4 episodes, I didn't watch 1 of them. I watched like 2.5. It was like I was midway through the 3rd. He said the linebacker season would be dope. Hell yeah. He said they would never do it though. Motherfuckers would be in jail after it airs. Oh man. Yeah. I mean, a lot of defensive players are crazy, but that's how they turn it on. That's how they turn it on the field. If you guys are watching on Rumble, I appreciate you. Hit the like button. Do me that solid, guys. Hit that like button on Rumble. I know when we're on the chat on Rumble, you can't see the like button, so it's easy to forget to hit it. If you're watching on, let's see, who's watching where? So if you are on Twitter, hit the like button, motherfuckers. If you are on the Hustler YouTube channel, hit the like button. And I guess Twitch is pretty inactive right now. Everybody, all the cool kids hopped over to Rumble. Let's go. It's where it's at. Bake said, I look at the interviews and the press conferences when it comes to the depth feel for players that you can get by just watching film and reading stats. Save me from drafting Judy everywhere, a diva. So then what do you think about Caleb Williams? I mean, some of his interviews were good, but his personality of when it was like when Rice was up there and he was answering questions, and then like Caleb comes out and, no, I got a question for you. Why should everyone draft you in fantasy football this year? Totally pulling at my heartstrings specifically, because like I don't like him as far as like fantasy value and all that kind of stuff. It's just way too high. But personality wise, he won me over. He won me over. It's hard to admit it, but he did. And someone who, because where is he actually from? Like, I know he went to school in USC, and I know he even transferred there. Where was he actually born? Washington, D.C. Okay. Washington, D.C. And did he live there his whole life until going to Oklahoma? Doesn't really say, so I'm assuming so. All right, let's smoke some more. What's everybody smoking on? Let's see. Here we go. I love being a degenerate.
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do?
They said Caleb is a winner. He's been wants to walk with the chip on his shoulder. If McCarthy won, the chip ran instead. He said he's confident he can do it either way. Okay. We'll see. 8-6 at USC. Gonna go to, if he goes to a shitty Chicago team, can he even go 5-1? Coaching's gonna make a difference. Oh, now just looking at some of the different songs and stuff that I got in here, because I just need to add more songs and sound bites into the actual system. Because then you guys can hear it better. But how about this one? This is always a classic.
I'm a lawyer getting the Fortune 500 out of trouble. But now I'm here to do the sheet before shuffle. I'm the best and you're the worst. And if you need any proof, this was Kevin's worst.
Ow. Oh yeah, because of course
with the one. It's true, you can't stop him. Meet the rest of my team. Pete Top, Kevin Bottom.
I'm MJD, Russ's first pick in the draft. He went with me and we kicked all your ass. Brent Grimes here with the Falcons D. Keeping Russ and winning with my 5 INT. I'm Sidney Rice, I'm hip to the IR, but one Russ in the seat, but with my late season charge. This is
whole fantasy team. We're Russ's
team. Except if anyone have Caleb much better at the team and DJ Moore, yeah? Shiva, Kamini, Soma Gundercom. Shiva, Kamini, Soma Gundercom. He likes fine wine and risotto with truffle. And now he's doing the Shiva Bowl Shuffle. He's the league champion with George Clooney's double. And we're all doing the Shiva Bowl Shuffle. Yeah, Bakes, you're right, for sure. And having a decent run game with DeAndre Swift, you know, should be a good thing. The one thing, no matter what, that is going to hinder him is going to be their offensive line. And I don't give a fuck if they go get, I mean, yeah, of course they're going to go get an offensive lineman with like number nine, if they with the 109. If they don't, they're stupid as hell, because that was their weakness. Like, Fields had to run. A lot. He wanted to run, but he had to run a lot. Is Caleb going to be able to handle that pressure? Because they have one of the worst lines in the league. And who knows what the hell they do. Let's just say they have a bottom 10 line in the league. Like, I don't know. That's not debatable, right? Bottom 10, so bottom third. We'll see. Yeah, like I said, though, it's tough not to like his personality, though. It's tough not to like his personality. And I didn't read it out because I wasn't sure how good you guys could hear me, but Peacock said Calvin Ridley basically said the Titans are trying to be good, but they're not. Dude just signed for the money. I mean, it's a lot of money. A lot of people would do a lot of things that they don't want to do just in life if you got a four-year contract for $90-something million. I mean, that just is what it is. If there was that much of a margin of, because Calvin Ridley, let's be honest, like, he's not building a brand, like, right now. The only brand that he's kind of building is, like, being the guy who bet on himself or bet on his bet on sports and got suspended. Like, that's the thing that he's known for now. Like, he's not even, like, building, like, any kind of a brand. So, like, after football, who knows what the fuck this guy's going to do. That 90-something million might have to last him, like, 20 years of his life. Who knows? Maybe more. Maybe has to last him for the rest of his life. Who the fuck knows? And Peacock said, happy birthday, Nico. Hey, salute, Nico. Happy birthday. How old is Nico today? What do you turn, 26? Let's see. 25. Okay. Even better. Oh, yeah. We're doing a mock draft tonight. Who's joining the mock draft tonight? It's going to be a 7-rounder, rookie only, offense plus IDP. First one of the off season. Who's going to be joining this with us? Let's see. We're only going to do one tonight. We're not going to do two. Let's see. Yeah, let me just set this up now. And let's see. Oh, never mind. I don't even think we can do it with IDP. Nope. This is bullshit. We can't do it with IDP because I don't even fucking have anybody in here. What the hell? That's lame. Okay, well, so nope, never mind. We might do two. And Kyle said, what time is the mock at? So we're going to be starting, let me see. I think we're going to start at 4:20. West Coast time. and then we'll probably knock out two of them. So only join if you can make it. Fake said, what's Foyt Olakun worth in Dynasty? Okay, like, IDP value is very hard. IDP value is very, very hard because most IDP players are used as something to elevate a big-time trade, usually. Foyt Olakun, I wouldn't sell him for less than a first. Like, first and a third. Like, I wouldn't sell him for less than a first and a third. Low first, maybe, you know, third. But, yeah, that's what you can – like, a lot of these random running backs who, like, are really, like, hitting the scene tough that people think are going to be around for a while. Like, you can get a first and a third for those guys because I got a first and a third in multiple leagues for Dameon Pierce last year. So, kind of just using him, like, as, like, a quick example. That's like minimum, and that's like if you're trading him by himself. Usually, if I'm gonna give away a guy like Foyt Olakun, and if you like trade him away, you might as well be giving him away because you're not gonna get whatever value. You better be getting some kind of insane like offensive guy coming back. Like it better be something that really, really, really takes your offense to the next level. Because I think that because there's so many IDP players that are out there, there's way more than offense. It's one of those things to where I feel like you can rebuild and retool on IDP a little bit easier than you can on offense, especially with these super, super, super top-end guys. You know, like... like, it's really hard to get a super top-end wide receiver like a Jefferson, a Tyreek Hill. You know, like, you got to give up a lot. Like, I looked back, and to get Tyreek Hill in a league last year, I gave up Drake London, Tank Dell, and the 105. Well, and I didn't know that it was a 105 at that time. It was just it was just my first rounder, and this was, like, in October. Like, what do you guys think about that trade specifically? Because then when I look back, I'm like, damn, now Drake London has Kirk Cousins. And, like, Tyreek is fucking awesome. But my team was just good enough to, like, finish seventh or something like that. Like, I didn't even – I'm pretty sure I missed the playoffs. Like, I wouldn't have the fifth pick if I made the playoffs. So, Bake said, would you trade Olakun for Adams and a mid first? I'd want to get a fourth, like, as well. Like, I'd want something else because I'd want to a third, fourth, or fifth. I'd be trying to get something else in there because that's another IDP player. You have to get something that will help you replace that IDP player. So, I mean, shit, it could be a sixth. I'd say anywhere if you got a third through a sixth. Obviously, the higher, the better. But, yeah, I would be open to doing that. The one thing that sucks about Adams, QB situation, for sure. That's, like, the biggest, like, issue with Adams. But you're going to be able to get another offensive guy with the mid to late first. Is it this year, 2024? Better be a 2024, or it's a no deal. I wouldn't do that if it's 2025. So you should know specifically what that pick should be. And then I would try to get a third through a sixth pick, and that pick should be specifically dedicated towards getting an IDP player in hopes of, you know, just building your depth. Makes sense for sure. Makes sense. Chaotic hit me up in the 21. Yeah, the 21. I don't have a lot of trade. Stuff for trade over there, but if anybody is interested in the 21 and making a deal, my team is very bad. I got a lot of good players that I could trade for a first, second, or third round pick. I'm trying to get anything. I got fourth round before 12 is my earliest pick. So, yeah, I'm going to miss the boat on a lot of I don't know. I'm sure even with the fourth round pick like that, still might be able to get some like wide receiver who could randomly end up in a nice spot. All right. We're going to get ready to call it a day over here. I got some editing that I got to work on. And then we'll be back. We'll be back around 4:20. Let me go change that just so people know. There we go. All right. Bada bing, bada boom. And go join, guys. Go join. Let's see. Let me refresh. Nope, nobody joined yet. So 4:20 West Coast time. If you guys can make it, there's the link. Just be ready. Don't get high and forget like Bakes did last week. Because he was going to get in the draft, but then he got high. Ooh. Shout out to everyone who just hopped in. Looks like we got a little influx of people on X. X gon' give it to you. Come on, X people. Throw in the comment or something so we know that you're real people. Whew. There you go. Bank said, I'll set the alarm this time. There you go. Because I'd forget too. Like if I wasn't going live, I'd forget. I mean, yeah, like everyone should set an alarm. And if you have an iPhone, just have your assistant do it. Have Siri do it. Because what time we start? 4:20. So set an alarm for 4:10. And then there you go. Or 4:15. Because, I'm always on stoner standard time. So I might be a few minutes late. Now, but I think what I'm going to try to do, I think it's worked out a little bit better where if I can show up like 10 minutes early, you know. So I'm going to try to edit these. I'm going to try to edit some of these mock drafts down. I'm trying to play with some editing techniques and stuff. That's one of the tough parts about all this is the editing. Because, like, I want to have way better, engaging shows and uploads and all that. But I got to work on these edits, though. Because the live streams are awesome. I love doing the live streams with you guys. But I need to be able to take that and get it to, like, this uploaded crowd where this two-hour live stream could be turned into, like, a 15-minute show somehow. I'm sure it could be done. All right, here we go. This is how I'm gonna nightcap a lot of these shows here. So in addition to the Jasper weed that I got here, oh yeah. In addition to that, I got this Nature's Chemistry, and it's their diamond exclusive. And this one is Garmosa, and it is 36% THC. 42% total cannabinoids. Insane in the membrane. All right, Toyota One joined. The mock as well. 4:20, guys, 4:20. So I'll be going live 4:10 or whatever, a couple minutes before. But, 4:20, be ready. That's when we're going to be kicking it off. That's when we're going to be firing it up.
All right, all right, all right, fire them up!
There we go. Last bowl of the stream here, and then we're going to peace out. Yeah, that's all I've been doing behind the scenes now. I've just been watching a lot of videos about like editing techniques, thumbnail techniques, like everything is just, I did a lot of learning in these last, like, how many years? 5 years, 4 years on the fly of learning a lot of this stuff. I mean, I did take some college classes for editing and stuff that really like gave me the foundation. And let's smoke it up. Where is it? It's from the bomb. But yeah, it's not just about streaming all the time, like getting as much like watch hours as I could. At one point it was, and at certain points it is for just gaining new followers and things like that. But yeah, I gotta get my upload. The upload game just needs to be on point. Really does. Whew. Solid. Fire. Yeah, and I need to get a lot more sound bites. Like that's one thing that I really want to really am gonna focus on this off season, just getting a lot more sound bites. One of the things that sucks is this damn, what's it called? I use StreamYard, for those of you who don't know. If you guys ever want to get into live streaming, literally in every description of my video is the link where you can get, pretty much for me referring you to StreamYard, you save money, like whenever you sign up. And I mean, they have a free plan, but the one thing I don't like about the free plan is you have to have their logo. Their logo like just shows up in the top corner like of the screen here. And so that's one thing that's like kind of annoying with their free version. But outside of that, like, yeah, it's been pretty solid. And they've been making a lot of improvements as well. So that is one good thing about StreamYard. And I think when I found out about it and signed up for it in 2020, like, I don't think it was a super household name like just yet. And it definitely is now. Ending on a good note. There we go. All right. Don't forget, guys, go join the community, our Patreon community, 420crew.org. Got a lot of leagues for you to join over there. We have monthly raffles for members. We have group chats over there that you could be a part of. There's a lot of posts and news going over there and things happening when I'm not live as well. We're going to have the squares coming back. Get ready. We're going to do the squares for the UFL, and we're going to be doing some squares for March Madness games. $6.90, so we're keeping it real cheap for you guys to have fun and possibility of winning hundreds of dollars with that $6.90. So go sign up, 420crew.org, so you don't miss out on any of the things that the 420 Crew is participating in. And fantasyfootballhustler.com. Just go there because that's literally where you can follow me everywhere. We appreciate the love. Make sure you go follow everywhere. TikTok, super lit. I need more followers over there. Come on, guys. Help me out. It's at FFHustler420. I'm always that's where I'm bringing things in short form. I'm putting them on YouTube as well, but I'm trying to grow the TikTok. Like, I'm trying to get it to where we like get over 1,000 followers over there so we can start live streaming and stuff on TikTok as well, because that would be cool. But we got to get there. We're pretty close, but we're still like 30-something% away. All right, guys, we'll see you later for the mock draft Tuesday. Here we go. We'll see you then. Peace out. 420 West Coast time.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. And here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Here comes the. Y'all don't really want it now.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.